What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com, and I am happy collecting, but I am not happy getting scammed, and I would not be happy if any of you out there get scammed when buying or selling your sports cards, which is why today I'm going to show you how to avoid the authentic altered Beckett slab scam. Now let's jump right into it. Now this example is actually with a card that is associated with a lot of other scams. It's the Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer rookie card number 57. And as you can see here, this is slabbed. This is slabbed by Beckett, and it says both authentic and altered on it. What the heck is going on here? I'm so happy that this listing is still up, because about 2 months ago, I went back and forth with this gentleman on Facebook Marketplace about this particular slab. And I said, dumb question, but it says both authentic and altered. Authentic is boxed. That means it's certified authentic by Beckett, correct? So I'm definitely interested, and I want to make sure that this is authentic. And he comes back and he says, yeah, it's 100% authentic and certified by Beckett. The card looks amazing. Well, I did my homework on this, and what I found out is that Beckett slabs cards that are altered. So this card for sure has been altered, which means it's not authentic. It's not the original card. Now, what does it mean that it's been altered? It could mean that it has a different back on it than the original back. It could mean that it has a different front on it than the original front. It could mean that it has trimmed corners or trimmed edges to make them crisper. What it does mean is that a portion of the card is authentic, but the entire card is altered, which means it's worth zero, people. It's worth zero. So if you're seeing these Beckett authentic altered slabs and you're getting excited because it's a slab, here's the scam. The scam is that an altered card can be sent into Beckett and be slabbed. Now, the scammer knows that astute card collectors and investors will have cards re-slabbed and cross-graded by companies like PSA. Well, PSA is known to send these cards back without the slab in just a regular penny sleeve saying, not authentic. And so if you think that buying this Michael Jordan rookie card on Facebook Marketplace, for example, for $4,200, looking beautiful, and you're going to send this into PSA for cross-grading, and they're going to crack it, and they're going to grade it a 10 or a 9 or even an 8 or a 7, which would get you a huge return on your $4,200 investment, you're going to be disappointed. PSA is going to send this card back to you in a penny sleeve and a card saver if you're lucky, and it's going to say, not authentic. I actually wrote about this scam in my new book available on Amazon called What to Do After You Find Your Old Sports Card Collection, The Middle-Aged Dude's Guide to Selling Old Sports Cards. Please check it out at nooffseason.com/book. It would mean the world to me if you purchased it for yourself or for someone who just got back into collecting sports cards. It's very, very helpful. It would also mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel here. I'm Paul Hickey. I'm happy collecting, and I want you to be too. Thanks, and have a great day.